It's go time. Welcome back, family. I'm so glad that you are here. I have a quick question for you. The reason why, well, I should say, the reason why I started to actually do today's episode because of the feedback that I got. So my question to you is, what do you do when you prepare for a big exam, whether the PMP, the CAPM, the ACP, the CSM, any of these certifications out here in general? What is your approach to studying? How do you manage those aspects, or I should say that aspect, so you can do your very best, or I like this even better, family, so you can sit and pass that particular exam? Well, today's episode, as we're in the live approach, today's episode is entitled, wait a minute, you know what? Forgive me my manners. I go by the name of ED. For all you smart and intelligent folks out there, that just simply means, and I do have an 8-point framework. And these 8 points, my goal, my mission, my job here today is to unpack today's title, which is entitled, Prioritize Your Well-Being, Finding Balance in an Intensive Study, the extended version. See, family, this is the extended version because a clip that I did on the shorts, I was getting some feedback and the family was loving it. So I said, hey, why don't we just do a whole episode around, you know, test taking, but for more around a mindset aspect. So I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And again, we are live, if you can't tell. And again, I'm going to do more of these lives because I really enjoy doing lives. So let's jump in to the material. Point number one, setting boundaries and protecting your time. You know, one of the things I love is the power of no, saying no to distraction, saying no to people, saying no to yourself, and saying yes to your why. And your why is your purpose or your vision, or watch this, family, the thing you said that you wanted to do, the thing that you said that you were going to make a commitment to, the thing. Okay, you kind of get where I'm going. But the point I'm trying to make, family, is a lot of times we have a problem of saying no. Well, not for a lot of those out there, but for some of us, we have a problem of saying no because we're trying to be everything to everybody, but forgetting about ourselves. So we have to watch the distractions that could come along by not saying no, meaning that there may be a social event, there may be an opportunity to go here and there. But if you made a commitment to get something done and you didn't get it done, I know it can be frustrating. I've lived that over and over in my life. But the thing about it is minimizing those, meaning you're not going to get it right every time, because if you did, you wouldn't be here today with us. But and then the ability to say no to people. I mean, a lot of times people will ask things of you, or they will take up your time in a way where you're like, man, I thought this was supposed to be a 2-minute phone call or a 5-minute phone call. We've been on this call for an hour and some change. So the point of being is when you are focused on doing the thing that you said you want to do, ensure that you take the time to lean into that thing that you said you wanted to do. And then saying no to yourself, you know what your goal is, you know what your vision is. And so being able to say no to things that you know that you really want to go and do, but you, as my grandma would say, ain't got no business doing that. And then the last and final one, again, family, is just saying yes to yourself and really enjoying the journey on your way. All right, build a supportive, or I should say point number two, building a supportive network. What does that look like? Connecting with like-minded individuals, finding mentors. Here's one right here. But no, seriously, finding mentors and involving family and friends. Let's unpack these three real quick. So connecting with peers, I like to say more like like-minded individuals, individuals that share a common goal with you. One of the things I loved doing when I was taking my PMP, being able to connect with others who are also in the process of taking their PMP. Why? Well, because first of all, we have a chance to ask each other peer-to-peer of, when you seen that question about a racy, did you understand why they were asking it in that context? Or am I overthinking this? And someone may be able to put it in some words that you can understand, being that they're also doing the same thing. So, and then just being around like-minded people that encourage you, that promote you, that want to see you grow. And it's just excited that you're just, there's as excited for you as you are for yourself. Then seeking mentors. As you know, I am huge. I am a big proponent. I may just start getting me a shirt. You know, I may show up here one day, family, with just a shirt and say, I love mentors. Listen, mentorship is key. I don't know many people that have had success without some type of mentorship. For me, I believe you should have a mentor or, as I say, a council of people that you can turn to, that their strength can to answer the questions that you're looking for that needs to be answered. And then, of course, the last and final one, involve family and friends on your progress as far as where you're going, as far as test taking or anything like that on your vision. But today we're referencing the test taking aspect of things. All right. Point number three, develop an emotional resilience. Listen, I had to hit you with that type of laugh because, you know, family, one of the things when you look at it, when you are preparing and going through the testing materials and going through the process, it could be stressful. I know a lot of people won't admit that. I know you guys have no stress. You're good. I'll speak for me. Yes, studying for the PMP, the CAPM, any test, I don't even care if it's a driver's license test, it can be stressful because because you're wondering, did I study the right information? If I studied the right information, do I remember the information and will I be able to sit and pass the test? And then another thing is point two, embracing setbacks. Remember, I shared with you, I didn't have success on the PMP exam the first time. Okay, let me be honest. It wasn't even the second time. Oh, you don't like that? How about the third time? It took me on the fourth try to actually sit and pass that PMP exam. And at first, I felt embarrassed because I know my stuff. I mean, inside and out. 49 process, learn the agile aspect. Like, I just knew I knew it. But what it was is that I read too deep. And I've shared this before, and I know I owe you guys a video on really truly embracing number two, which was embracing setback to have a setup for success. Ooh, I like that. And then point three was I constantly cultivate a positivity attitude. Even before I come on live or before I record, I make sure that I am listening to something positive to get my mindset in a more positive way. That doesn't mean just because I listen to it that boom, I have to do my part as well. And then the last and final aspect, number four, is being able to seek support. As we mentioned previously, having the ability to seek support from mentors, have the ability to seek support from coaches and training. I don't know why nowadays people don't want to pay the price for training or pay the price for mentorship, but want all of the rewards that comes out of those mentors or those coaches and trainers who actually been there and understand the road, or I should say the journey, and you don't want to pay for that. This is a shortcut for you to understand what is going to work and what is not going to work. But you can just pay less and don't pay your mentors, don't pay your coaches and training, and then go out there and then you find out you end up paying double or triple because you got caught up in the shiny object syndrome. Okay, let me stop. I'm going on a tangent. But seriously, family, seek support when you made a decision to sit down and take that particular test. Point number four, leveraging productivity strategies. Listen, you constantly want to be in a planning and replanning mode. Definitely planning ahead of what that looks like, meaning planning ahead of how what are my study sessions are going to look like. Then, of course, maximizing your focus. One of the things that I want to test out, I've done it a couple times, and it's the Pomodoro technique. Basically, how it works is I'll make it very simple. You just basically have a timer for 25 minutes. Now, they say don't use your clock there. Don't use your clock on your phone. There is a particular app that I use, and I can't remember it right now, but there's an app where it's 25 minutes of just really pure, deep focus. Put your phone in do not disturb or airplane mode, whatever, and really lock in. And in this moment, you focus in for 25 minutes. After you finish that 25 minutes of deep focus and study, then the next step is walk away. Take 5 minutes if you're able to walk away, or just basically pull yourself away and just relax for 5 minutes. Don't pick up your phone and start going through there, the different app. No. Just relax. Just 5 minutes. So you can just understand, so your brain can really catch up on some of the information, the new information that you digest, or even the existing information that you revisit. So you want to be able to do that. And then having the ability to reflect and refine, meaning that's why I said you may have to have an agile mindset to your plan. Maybe you said, okay, mornings, afternoon, and evening is when I'm going to study. And then all of a sudden you start having all these meetings, or you start getting busy. You say, hey, it's probably better if I knock out all my studying in the morning and then have some touch points during the evening. But again, it's up to you. Point number five, listen, your physical and mental well-being is going to be the key catalyst for your foundation. By staying active, one of the things, again, I keep sharing with you guys is that I'm taking it slow, very slow, but it really, I know it works. It's just staying consistent with it. And that's practicing mindfulness, basically meditating and things of that nature. And then your diet. I hate using the word diet, but I know that is something that people can resonate with. I call it a lifestyle change, meaning I'm going to make a lifestyle change so I can make sure that I'm locked in, that I'm eating the proper foods. I am watching. I'm not eating too much fast food, or I'm not eating whatever food that makes you so tired that you can't, you know, after you eat, you can't focus on what you need to do. Some of us, we call that the itis. And then prioritizing sleep. This was another one, family, if I'm being honest with you, that I struggled with, especially when I was taking the PMP exam, because you're just so excited to, you know, especially, oh, don't let it be a day before your test date. Forget about it, because you're it's going to be hard for you to even sleep, but it's possible. You definitely can get that rest in so you can be at 100%. And then point number six, don't forget about celebrating your progress. Listen, set milestones. One of the things I've done is I've set milestones. I have them on the whiteboards, and I'm also tracking my journey. So every Tuesday, I just started it last week, I said, my mentor, my coach, my trainer, hey, these are the things that I'm working on. And these are the things. And then I sent an update, which will be today, of say, hey, I didn't have success here. I was supposed to get the PMO book out to the publisher this week, and there I found some more editing errors. So I was updating the editor errors with the editor. So all of these different things can happen. And so you want to track your journey, and find out by tracking your journey, you can find out the gaps. So when you're studying, being able to set those milestones for study and then tracking your journey, because I'm telling you, the format, like I'm getting ready in 2 months, two months from now, in June, I will be preparing to start studying for the ACP. And I have my notes from when I studied from the PMP and the CAPM. And one of the things that the two that I what I realized how I found success was the ability to go back and seeing how I was able to build off each one, which was through my journey. My journey really outlines for me what didn't work well for me based on information I read and people shared with me, and then what did work extremely well for me. So those are the things. And then being able to reflect and refine. All right, let's move on to the point number seven. Again, family, I know sometimes we're so super excited about sitting and passing that test that we forget about the journey, or to borrow a line from Jay-Z, we forgot what we came for, meaning that the journey is what is going to help shape and mold you, is going to help grow you through that. Because now, especially for the PMP exam, when you pass that PMP exam, I'm telling you, I've seen people go, oh, I mean, they go into shouting, oh, geez, yeah, you know, just excited and happy because, and I was too, I'm not going to front. It was so bad for me, family, where I was so excited and I was taking it from home. I jumped up and, you know, when it said pass. Well, first of all, let me park here parenthetically. When you're taking the PMP exam, it's funny because, and I'm smiling because this is just so funny to me. Once you hit in and submit, then all of a sudden this survey comes up And you like, really, Pim? Like, I need to see my score. And so when you got, once you get past the survey and you see your score and you say, and it shows that you've passed. So family, I seen that I passed. I jumped up and I started running around the room, and the person on the screen was like, hey, you need to sit back down. And I was like, what do you mean? The exam is over with. Like, I can't go back and change anything. I passed. Do you know how hard? So I started going and just looking back in my journey, family, and just had the ability that I had to remain curious, not to give up, to be adaptable, and to really know that nothing just happens, meaning that it was such that journey for me of getting my PMP. I will be able to help other people that have started creating self-doubt, that started creating self-hate, that started creating self-distractions because they didn't have success on their PMP or their CAPM. I've experienced both, so I can walk them through it and let them know, look, I made it to the other side. You can too. Come on, let me show you how. And the last and final point, family, point number 8, make sure, family, that if you have the space in your apartment, your home, that you find a dedicated study space. Reason why is it's going to enhance your focus and productivity. You know, and when you don't have like a place where you can go and study your books and everything is going to be all in, you know, all over the place. When you have a significant place to study, everything is there. So when you go and study, all the material, all the documents is there. Everything that you need, all you need is to log in if it's in your computer, and that's it. And really, like I said, that is really the true benefits of having that place. Because what you don't want to happen is that, again, you have your material scattered all over the place. And now you're losing focus because you're like, oh, man, I meant to have that study guide. Now you got to stop. And then you may get distracted by something else, a family member or even yourself, because something might be on TV that you want to watch. So family, just put everything in a dedicated area and just lock in there. And last and finally, family, these are my closing remarks. Mastering a daily structure, basically identify what works well for you. You probably want to test out, you want to continue to experiment. For me, when I was studying for the PMP as well as the CAPM, I realized getting up early in the morning, whether it was whether it was 2 or 3 hours before my shift, or afterwards studying again, after work as well as at lunchtime, and then protecting my study time. So again, like I was talking about, just having the ability to really organize where all my stuff, my information is, as well as putting my phone in airplane mode or do not disturb, and communicating to family members and friends like, hey, I'm not going to be available for 2 hours or 3 hours, whatever I've allowed it for that time to study. And then the last and final closing remark, family, is building a support network, just getting with like-minded individuals, getting with accountability partners are going to be key for you. Family, I really hope you enjoyed today's episode. I go by the name of ED. This has been I'm really enjoying this new kind of experience. I hope you guys are as well. We're doing more lives. We want to dominate. We want to disrupt. And how do you do that? Talk to them, AI, practice. So with that being the case, family, again, I appreciate you. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Until next time, you know my motto, you know my slogan. It's just easy. I'm out of here. Thank you, family. I appreciate you.